Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am passionate about this.
Okay.
I do not believe that there is any chance in the world that Taylor and Travis are getting married at Madison Square Garden.
Why not?
Why would you ever want to be like, and then we got married on the floor of the arena that I've played a million times?
Because there's something cool about it.
Not for them.
It's really not cool.
Not for them.
He's never got to play there. He's a football player.
Wah, wah, wah. All the way home,
no,
Travis.
But maybe he will.
They're not New... Well, she's a New York girl, but he's not a New York guy.
Okay.
So it's not like... If he was like born and raised in the city, maybe. Maybe. And he's like, I just want to play MSG.
But like, what if he just wants to play MSG because he was a little kid from Ohio who always dreamed of like... Get like
would
he
any
probably
of
played
you,
basketball when he was a kid? Is he's
for
tall,
sure?
Right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He is a tall man.
Okay, all right.
Would any of you ever be like, Hack might be where I lose it here? Like, oh yeah, I'll get married at Ball Arena.
I get married at Red Rocks in a heartbeat.
Red Rocks is different. You're outside.
Yeah. What's wrong with Ball Arena?
Nothing.
What do you hate
wrong?
About Ball Arena?
Oh my God. So, Abs Nuggets, just know if you're comping tickets to anyone on this show, it shouldn't be Erica because she thinks your arena is stupid.
I love the arena for what it stands for. I love to go to games there. My wedding day, I don't need like, oh, and French fries are $9.50. Like, what are we doing?
Well, they're clearly not going to open the regular concession stands.
No, I understand that, but it's like they're still there. They would have to cover every inch of Madison Square Garden to make it a venue.
So what are you saying? Mm. You're saying this is a smokescreen? This is a red herring?
100% because it's so out there. It's like July 3rd, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah,
this is not
no
a headlining
way.
Show.
No. She's not. They're not getting married there.
But I've heard
at
there's
all.
1,000 people coming.
Yeah, you can host 1,000 people elsewhere.
When you're rich, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
You
including,
can buy a whole city for your wedding.
Including true. Madison Square Garden and cover all the parts up like you just said.
I understand like, that. Okay, sorry. She's played there 8 times in her career.
And Travis has played 0.
It's just weird.
So it does seem like this goes against everything we know about Taylor to then all of a sudden be like, actually, big wedding for everyone. And it's this date at a big public place.
Right.
It seems like that's probably not the truth. I would, you know, like.
Yeah. The rumors are they're getting married there because there's no windows. and no helicopter could just fly over and get photos of them.
That makes total sense. Okay. Now I'm back. I'm 100% on board.
And there's like secret tunnels for cars to come in and the guests wouldn't be seen going anywhere. But I just, to have no natural light in your own wedding photos seems bananas.
Yeah, especially when Travis built the hole for the proposal, all the flowers, and it's outside. Like,
they could build that inside. They could bring in, like, that. There's that weird satellite thing. You know about the satellite that can bring the sun to you now? Have you heard about this?
What are you talking about?
No.
Somebody look this up. Aaron, look it up. There's a thing.
You sound dumb as you're saying it.
I swear to you, I'm not making this up. Like, you go, I need some sunlight right now. And you go, here I am. Like, you could be in pitch black in Juneau, Alaska, in the worst time ever. And these satellites are up there with just mirrors on them. They go, okay, here you go.
And how are those satellites going to break through?
Just a bunch of mirrors to get them into.
The windowless.
She could absolutely pull it off. Tell me I'm wrong.
No.
Reflect Orbital. It's an infrastructure startup.
Yes, and they're going to be able to reflect.
That's great. Are you forgetting that Madison Square Garden has, as I just said, no windows and a roof? No,
you beam it down to like a thing right in front of the door, and then
more
it beams
mirrors.
It up to. Yeah, it's like, bum, bum, bum. You just bounce it around. And
I
like,
bet that's what
she
they're going to do.
She could bring the sun inside Madison Square Garden.
100%. That's what they're going to do for sure.
Okay. Well, you're acting like the sun. Like, she has, we just said she could buy a city. I also think that she could buy sunlight inside Madison Square Garden. Am I crazy? I'm not crazy. Like,
she could.
She would find, she, if she wants sunlight inside Madison Square Garden, she can pull off sunlight inside Madison Square Garden.
There's just like something tacky about it to me. Like, that's like me being like, and then my wedding is going to be hosted at the radio station. Like, no.
But
this is my place of work, not my place of love.
I would have been with you until the security thing. Like,
I know.
No one can be seen coming or going. If she did it in the Hamptons or wherever she lives,
Rhode Island.
Okay. Is that near the Hamptons?
No.
Doesn't she have a house in the Hamptons also?
I mean, it's kind of close, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all up there.
Yeah.
Just the geniuses on this show
on
the
right side of the country.
No, but like, if that's the case, helicopters can fly over it.
I know. And there were some rumors going around TikTok that none of her close friends posted anything on their Instagram stories or at all anywhere this weekend. And there were fireworks seen near her home in Rhode Island.
So you think she got married this last weekend?
I think anything is possible at this point except Madison Square Garden. Someone, like Aaron's with me.
Yeah, for sure.
Follow the satellites.
Oh my God.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.